So this morning, we've got two special guests with us, Raju and Leela from India, and they arrived this last Tuesday. We'll be here for a couple more days. They visit a couple of different churches. We crossed paths, I guess, probably 2 years ago now. They were here visiting, and we were made aware that they were here, so I went and met with them and talked and prayed a good bit and developed a really good relationship that has maintained itself over the last couple of years. So as you know, they have been in the process of originally purchasing a building that came up for sale. The Lord providentially gave them exactly what they needed when they needed it, and so they stepped out in faith and purchased the building, made an agreement, and then said, we need to collect this money. And they prayed to the Lord, and he sent them here to several places, sent them back. They had enough money to buy the property. And then they said, okay, let's begin work. And they came back last year and had already purchased the property and already started some of the work, collecting money to pay for the work. The work is now done, though they are not quite finished paying for it. And so he's back again to give us an update on that. We've got some pictures that we'll see in just a moment of the completed building. And I was talking to Raju, and he said, it is great how the Lord is using this already, because now people look up and know this is a Christian church, and they are just pouring in to hear the message of the gospel. And so he's got some things that he'll share with you. He's going to speak to us from God's word, share an update about what's going on in India, and then tell us how we can continue to be involved and to help them out. So Brother Raju, go ahead and come on up.
Glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are very happy to see you, to worship you, along with you, First Baptist Church. And also, we are very thankful to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has granted me new life, as well as brought us, me and my wife, here safely, and giving us safe travel. Wherever we are going, he's giving us the safe travel, also place to stay, and food to eat, and to wear the dresses. Everything he's providing in America, as we are foreigners in this land. We are very thankful to our God. And once again, thank you for praying for us and all the contribution that you contributed for the church building. And we could complete it. And right now we are worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ in the new sanctuary. Glory to his name. And I'm very thankful to your pastor and my brother, Garrett West, and he has a good heart for the Lord. He loves the Lord very much. And he has been my friend since years together. And also we have good relationship. And he came 2 hours to pick up us from airport. Then again he brought us 2 hours journey to Jena. That means we can understand how much he's loving the servants of God to extend the kingdom of God and gospel work. Thank you so much for your great sacrificial. And also he has been taking care of us very well. And wherever we want, he is ready to take us, to bring us. And thank you for your wife, Stacy, and our children, especially Ezra. We have been spending time with Ezra. So we are forgetting everything. And when we see his face, and we are, you know, enjoying with him. Thank you so much, wonderful family that has given you, and God bless your family. Thank you so much, church, for your support once again. And a few minutes, I would like to speak from the Word of God. As you know, my name is Pastor Raju, and my wife is here, and her name is Leela. And we are a central part of India. Our city called as Hyderabad City. You can, later you can search in the Google and you see the Hyderabad city. It has a 11 million people population. It is a very large city, fast growing city. And most of them are Hindus, then Muslim, and Christians. Christians are maybe, let's say, 2% or more than 2%. That is what our city. And it has a very good companies from all over the world, and also throughout the India, people are coming to Hyderabad city for living. So we have been ministering there almost 25 years. And we started our church, Anahakore Baptist Church, with five people. Years together, God has multiplied into, now we are worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ with 200 people. The change that brought by the Holy Spirit of God, not my mighty, not my wisdom or anything. The Holy Spirit of God is using us in the midst of the persecution and in the midst of all, you know, tribulation. But God is strengthening His church and bringing up day by day. And all glory to our Lord Jesus Christ alone. Let's turn to our Bibles, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 19. And you might heard about this story many times. We knew the story which I'm going to speak of. And here we are seeing chapter 19 verses from 1 to 10. The name we are main occurs here, Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus means, the meaning of the name is purity in the heart. Purity in the heart. Zacchaeus means. His profession is a tax collector. Not only tax collector, it is very high in the position of his profession. There are many people under him who are working for him. And the Bible says he's a rich man. He's a rich man. Rich man means we can understand he has everything. Whatever you want, he can do that. You might have the big house, like a mansion, big mansion. But those days might not have a cars, but you might have a horses, good horses. And everything in the home and servants, everything. It was, you know, a kind of enjoying the life that everybody enjoying today. He was also like that. He has a good job. He has a good position, he has everything, a lot of money, gold, silver, clothes, good food, servants, everything he has. But people don't like him. He has a bad reputation among the people. no purity in his heart. By his name, we see that purity, but in his life, no purity. No purity. He's grieving for money, grieving for position, grieving for everything. And always he wanted to be a good position in his community, among the people. He don't like others to come up equal his level. So that's why the community is hating him. Nobody is liking him. But he has everything. There is no purity in his life, no purity in his heart. So man thinks always, he can everything by money. By money. Yes, that is true. We can buy everything with money. We can buy, but that is not, that cannot give us the permanent joy. The money cannot give us the permanent joy. Money can give us everything. Everything. We can buy car, we can buy house, we can buy food, we can buy everything. Even we can buy our position also. We can buy good insurance, good health, everything. But you cannot buy a joy from the heaven, from the Lord. So Zacchaeus, he has everything but bad reputation. He heard about Jesus Christ, what Jesus was doing to the people, the blind able to see, the dumb able to speak, the deaf able to hear, the lame can walk, the leprosy healed, the dead people rising from the dead. All the miracles, he heard about Jesus Christ. He heard about a lot about Jesus Christ, all the good things that he has been doing to the people. Whereas Zacchaeus, he never do any those things all his life to the people. He always longing for money, to get good position. That's what he is feeling. But when he heard about Jesus Christ, he want to see the Jesus Christ. As we see in the Bible, he was a very short man. So for him, no way to reach out Jesus and see him face to face. But he is a wise man. There is a proverb in India, I don't know about America, they say, the short man is very strong man, and short man is very wise man. That was a saying in India. So the short man, Zacchaeus, is very strong, also is very wise, clever. Then he chooses the tree, what you called?
Sycamore
tree. And he climbed the tree, and he sat down and watching, waiting that Jesus is coming on this way. I can see him with heart pulling. Jesus knew that what is going to happen. He came, he was coming on the way. He saw the Zacchaeus who was sitting on the tree. And now Jesus is calling by name. Zacchaeus, come down. We'll go to your home. When Jesus called, he came down, and that we can see the in the sixth verse, it says, he came down and he received him joyfully. The Zacchaeus received Jesus Christ with joyfully. That word hint me a lot. He has money, no joy. He always grieving for lot. He never satisfied with his money. He has a good house, but he never satisfied. He has clothes, he never satisfied. He has everything, but he has never satisfied. He's always longing something. There is no satisfaction in his life. Always grieving. When a man doesn't have the divine life, he's always grieving for something. When man has a divine spirit in his life, he always satisfies. The Spirit of God satisfies the human desires. So Zacchaeus, when he received Jesus Christ, happily he received him. Before that, he never experienced that kind of joy in his life. So today what we can learn from Zacchaeus' life is, we all humanly having the thought that if we have a good position, and money and gold and everything, and we will feel happiest life. But our model is Zacchaeus. He never has any satisfaction, the things that he has. Only when he received Jesus Christ into his home, then he is very happy, more than those things. Only God can give us the eternal peace, eternal joy, and satisfaction through the Holy Spirit. That is what Zacchaeus has received by receiving Jesus Christ into his home. When we compare the things that, then when Jesus went to his home, the community and the people were, they're grumbling. Whispering, why Jesus has gone to this bad man home? See, that was he has money, gold, position, everything, but he has a good, bad reputation. People grumbling because the holy man went to bad man house. So that people are hurting. Why this Jesus went to his home? He's not a good man. He doesn't have any love. He loves only money. But our God is the God. Wherever he is there will be lot of change. If God is in you, if God is with me, if God is with us, there will be a great change which we never expect. I feel that always. When God is with us, and when we are there somewhere, but there will be always change, because the Holy Spirit of God changes the things wherever we are. So when Jesus went to his home, Jesus was sitting and spoke with Zacchaeus. Then he stood up and saying, Lord, I will give all my property to the poor. I will repay fourfold with whom I have taken. So that kind of change we can see in the Zacchaeus' life. completely he changed. His mind was changed. His heart was changed. Now he's loving the God more than money. Now he's loving the God more than gold. Now he's loving the God more than his house for anything. He was very happy that Jesus Christ is with him. Jesus Christ is with him. So people grumbling when Jesus went to his home. People doesn't know what is going to happen, what place taking in his life. Because people always see bad things only. They see always bad things only. They never see if God goes to there, what will happen. So there is a word called as when somebody grumbling, whispering, murmuring, and it is called as gogumas. Gogumas. It is a Greek word. Whispering. Gogumas. Gogumas. People are gogumas. Sometimes we are also gogumas. Gogumas. Everybody likes gogumas. Everybody likes gogumas. Something. Gogumas. Gogumas. So gogumas, something whispering each other, whispering. Some whispering going on. So gogumas means whispering, grumbling. People are grumbling, whispering each other. But when God spoke to Zacchaeus, his life is completely changing now. Now he's telling to Jesus, I am giving back everything that has taken illegally. What a tremendous the change in Zacchaeus' life has taken. He repented. He repented what he did. When Christ entered into his house, in his life, then everything has been changed. Now Zacchaeus became a new man, new creature. New nature. Now he is only loving the God himself, Jesus Christ himself. Now the Zacchaeus' heart became pure. His life became a pure. Before Christ, there isn't, his name is itself says pure, but when Zacchaeus when his real life, when we see, there is no purity in his life before the Christ. Before the Christ. He has money, no happiness. He has gold, no happiness. He has house, no happiness. He has everything, no joy. When Christ entered his home, when Christ entered his life, he has a wonderful, eternal joy of the Lord now. Now he's saying, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. I will give up everything. I want you. You be my home. I want you. I wanted to follow you. Then he gave up everything. And he received Jesus Christ happily in his life and also in his house. My dear friends, my dear church, listen carefully, including me, everyone, especially in Indian culture. Everybody think, if I go to God, if I worship God, if I go to God, God has to give me everything what I need. If God gives me what I need, I follow him. I worship him. If he's not going to give what I need, he's not at all God. He's not good God. He's not listening to me. And the people becoming backsliding. Because what they want, God is not giving. So people becoming backsliding. We always see the God as our provider. But we never think what God wants in our life. Change he wants in our life. But Zacchaeus, when he comes to Zacchaeus' life, then when he everything changed and gave up. And he has a eternal joy of the Lord. Salvation has come to his home. And now the Jesus Christ himself is witnessing about Zacchaeus. He is also son of Abraham. And by believing in Jesus Christ, by accepting Jesus Christ, by receiving Jesus Christ, he became the family of God. He is the son of Abraham. So God has given that opportunity for every one of us, whoever believeth in Jesus, he has an eternal life. And whoever believe in Jesus Christ, they are become child of God, children of God. Through Jesus Christ, we became a family of God. We are family of God. We having a heavenly family, universal family. Our Father is our God. Jesus Christ gave us the opportunity, whoever believes in Jesus Christ, to become a child of God. Child of God. Now the Zacchaeus became a son of Abraham. My dear friends, let me conclude like this. By believing in Jesus Christ, our sins will be forgiven. By receiving Jesus Christ, you will be changed into new creation. By believing in Jesus Christ, you will have the eternal joy of the salvation. By believing in Jesus Christ, you will be called as a daughter of God and son of God. That privilege this world cannot give. That privilege only can receive by faith and confessing that Jesus Christ is God and Son of God and Savior of this world. And Zacchaeus did that, he has a good opportunity to become the child of God. My dear friends, Zacchaeus by himself, this money, this gold, this world did not made him holy. Did not made him holy. The blood of Jesus Christ made him holy, made him Son of God. The blood of Christ gave him the joy of the salvation. Still, if you are not in that case, in that position, still God is loving you and me, everyone, to give that opportunity. Yet Jesus Christ saw the Zacchaeus who sat on the tree. The Holy Spirit of God watching every one of us. What mind we have, which mind we came to the temple of the God, is ready to come along with you into your life, your home, to give you the joy of the salvation. We have been yearning, working all together, our life. Have ever satisfied yourself by your work, by your life, by your hard work? Have you ever been sat and think all of your life and did you satisfy? Only the Spirit of God can give the satisfaction in our life. May the Holy Spirit of God, whoever ask and seek and knock, the Holy Spirit of God comes to your heart, your home, and gives the joy of the salvation, a joy of the satisfaction to every one of us who are desired to have it. God bless you, every one of us. You. Thank you so much.
I'd like to share a quick word with us from the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Raju was talking about Zacchaeus and feeling like he has everything, but then really having nothing ultimately. And that he has learned through Christ to be content because Christ is everything for him. Well, in the book of Philippians, Paul, in speaking about provision and being in need and being in want, starting in verse 10, he rejoices in the Lord that the Philippian church is able to provide for him in his time of need. But then he says in verse 11, I'm not speaking of being in need, for I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Then this next verse, verse 14. We all know Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:14. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. Now this word share, Raju talked about being born into the family of God. We have fellowship with Jesus Christ and we have fellowship with one another. That word fellowship in the Greek is koinonia, koinonia fellowship. So this word share shares, pun not intended unfortunately, the same Greek root, koinonia. So when they are sharing his trouble in ministry by providing for him, he continues, he says, you know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. So Paul was able to minister in all these different places, some places not accepting any money from them, because he had a church, koinonia, fellowship sharing his burden in ministry. We are able to join with our brothers and sisters in India in a great work in many ways, financially and prayerfully. The same spirit that dwells in us dwells in their church. God has blessed us with a lot over here. I think it would be wrong to say we need to try to give this exact amount. I don't want to do that. I do want to ask you to be in prayer. Lord, how can I koinonia with my brothers and sisters in India? How can I share the burden of ministry with them? You see how many people are in their church. They are not all Christian, correct? They are not all Christian. But they're hearing the gospel. You heard it this morning. That's what they're hearing. There is hope in Christ. He will save you from your sin. They're hearing that. We can share that burden in ministry. We can support these pastors. We can help support finishing, paying off the building. I don't believe the building is fully paid off. Okay. They know God's going to provide. I would love to be the tool for that provision. So I'm not going to collect any money from you today. I'm going to ask that you be in prayer and say, Lord, how do you want to use me to share the burden of ministry with this church in India? And not just this one church, all of these churches. I've been able to be a part of some of the Zoom meetings with the teaching, and these pastors show up right on time. And when I join, they're already in prayer, and they're in their homes with their phones. Some of them can't afford the phones, so Raju provides a way for them to have that, so they have access to the internet and the Zoom app, so they can tune into training. It's a wonderful thing. We can help be a part of that. Please be in prayer for how that might look for you.